Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsored L'Nei Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom Le'ah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that when the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim says the name of Hashem, everybody answers Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lo'olam Vo'ed. And how do we learn that? Because it says Kishem Hashem Ekro Havu Goyde Le'Elokeinu. Omer Le'Moish Yisrael B'Shosh Shanim Askiu Shmoy Shekosh Baruch Hu. Now I'm going to say the name of Hashem. Atem avu goydel, you have to give gdulo to Lelukenu, and that's how you're answering to the name of Hashem. So first, the B'nayo says over here that Boch Shen Kvoy Machus Eloi Lom Voed is brought down many times in Chazal in Rosh Tevis, in initials. Beis Shen Chof Mem Lamed Vov. These letters that represent Boch Shen Kvoy Machus Eloi, they're the only letters in the Torah which attach to the name of Hashem. Meaning, whenever the name of Hashem is written in the Torah, it's either written on its own, or there's right in front of it a base, a shin, a chof, a mem, a lamed, or a vov. These are the only six letters that you'll find in the Torah connected to the name of Hashem. No other letter connects the name of Hashem. So immediately when we're saying, Kishem Hashem Eko Havu Goydel, you give Gedula L'Elokeinu, you add all what's attached to Hashem Hashem, which is Boch, Shen, Kvod, Mechusso, Noveh, the Rosh Tevis, of these words, these are the letters that belong to Shem Hashem, and therefore we say these words Davka. The more maybe simple understanding brought down in many Sfarim, including the Yismach Yisrael and Bereshis, is the idea that Elohim refers to all the powers in this world. It refers to Midas Adin, to the Koichos that we have in this world. Shem Hashem is Midas Arachavim. That's the original Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The whole avodah in this world is to connect the Shem Hashem to Shem Elokim. That's what we say in Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem and Elokim, it's all one. That's the idea of Hashem and Elokim. When we're saying the name of Hashem based on Migdash, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Elokeinu, we spread the word of Hashem to the Elokim. We're going to bring Goydel Elokeinu, the Shem Hashem will be revealed in Elokim, connecting Shem Hashem to Elokim. And this is really what the words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Eloi Lomvoed mean. And this is what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal. That when you take the words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Eloi Lomvoed, what does it mean? The name of Hashem should be blessed and grow more and more. It's exactly the same words as we say in Kaddish. Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach Le'olam Olam Me'ol Mayo. That's just in Aramaic. The name of Hashem should grow and increase more and more. And the idea is already brought down the Rishonim, is the name of Hashem is right now Ne'elam. It's something that you can't see. But our tefillah and avodah in the world is to increase and grow the name of Hashem for more and more until in the end the name of Hashem will be all over. So whenever the name of Hashem was brought down based on Mikdash, the davening that everybody said is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Eloi Lomvoed. This name should spread and grow more and more. And especially this name will be able to be said only in Beis HaMikdash in that time. We want the name of Hashem to be revealed in completion, which means in the time of Losid Lavoi, Lo'i Lomvoi, it should grow and more and more. That's the davening that we answer to the name of Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.